This show is supported by State Farm. You have insurance for your home, your health, and your car. Why don't you have insurance for your small business? So many small business owners think they don't need or don't even know about small business insurance. Protecting a source of revenue is one thing, but so is protecting all of your hard work and your team members. State Farm agents are all small business owners too, so they know how to help small business owners choose personalized policies that fit their budgets. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.
If your roof starts to leak or your floor's really squeaky, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home. I'm calling 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie.com, your home for everything home. Owens Corning, Roof Max, Wagner Sprayers, and Arrow Fasteners. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
We are here to help you take on projects you'd like to get done around your house, whether it's a house, a condo, a co-op, whether you live in the house year-round or maybe it's just a vacation place. If you've got a project that needs to get done, whether you're doing it yourself or maybe it's a project you want to hire a pro to help you tackle, and you're at a spot where you just need some ideas, you need some guidance, or you're stuck in the middle, hey, those are all things that we can help with. We've been at this now for over 20 years, and we've got the skills, the tips, the ideas to save you money, help you get that project done once, done right, so you can get back to enjoying your space. So first step, though, is to help yourself by reaching out to us, and there are a couple of ways to do that. The best way is to go to moneypit.com/ask. That's moneypit.com/ask, and click the blue microphone button. You can record your question for us right there, and we'll get back to you the next time we are in the studio, or you can call us anytime at 888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Coming up on today's show, are you guys looking for a good deal on a fixer-upper, but maybe you're a little bit worried you don't have the money to make the needed repairs? Well, guess what? There is a popular HUD mortgage program available that will lend you both the funds to buy the house and what you need for the fix-up. We'll tell you how that all works.
And also ahead, is your roof more than 10 or 15 years old? You know, if it is, you might be thinking that it's going to be time to replace it soon, but maybe not. We're going to share a new product that can add 5 years of life to your roof with a single treatment.
And if winter has left your concrete surfaces with cracks and holes and generally looking kind of worn out and tired, we're going to share a new product that makes fixing these flaws easier than ever.
But first, we want to know what you've got planned for this weekend, next weekend, spring, summer. What is it that you're working on at your Money Pit? Whatever it is, let us give you a hand. So reach out and let us know what's going on.
Plus, if you do, we've got a fantastic giveaway for today's show. We've got the Wagner Control Pro Airless Paint Sprayer to give out to one very lucky listener drawn at random. If you'd like to win that paint sprayer, you've got to reach out to us with your home improvement question. Again, you can do that at 888-MONEYPIT or by going to moneypit.com/ask. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
We've got Loretta from Delaware on the line who's got a question about hot water. What's going on? I hope you have some.
It's not that bad. It's just I'm not used to waiting so long for the water to get hot.
Is this a new situation, or have you always had to wait a long time for the water to get hot, Loretta?
It's a brand new house, and we have a new hot water system. I don't want to mention any names.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing is, it's not really the fault of the hot water system, because what this is a function of the distance between the water heater itself and your bathroom. The farther apart they are, the longer the water which has cooled in the pipes has to run to basically dump itself out and become hot. So the solution here is really twofold. One's really expensive, and the other one is not expensive. So I'm going to guess we're going to go with the not expensive solution. The expensive solution is you could put in another water heater closer to the bathroom, a tankless unit, but I don't think that's necessary. There is basically a plumbing part called a hot water recirculating system. And what a hot water recirculation system does is it recirculates some of that cold water back to the water heater through the existing piping system to be reheated at key periods during the day. So think of it in terms of like a timer. So you might set this to go on. Let's presume we're in a normal economy where you're maybe waking up at 5 or 6 in the morning to get ready to go to work. So you would have it come on then and then go off when you left for work and so on. So you could set this for the morning hours or the evening hours whenever you want to make sure you don't have to wait for hot water. And it will automatically circulate some of that cold water back to be heated. And in that case, you'll have rather instant hot water. Now, it's not something that you want on 24/7 because there's no point in keeping the water in that pipe hot all the time when you're not using it, like when you're sleeping or you're doing something else during the day. But in key periods where you don't want to have to wait for the water to make that long trip from the water heater to your bathroom, you can use this recirculating system with timers to basically do it for you. A brand name that we have a lot of respect for is Watts, W-A-T-T-S. I actually worked with Watts a long time ago when these products were first being developed and helped tell their story. But I think it's a good product. It's solidly built. You can find it online at like HomeDepot.com. Not expensive, about $200, and relatively simple plumbing project to install if you're a DIYer or if not a fairly short trip for a plumber to do. So I would take a look at the Watts hot water recirculating system with built-in timer. And as I said, you can look that up on HomeDepot.com or probably on Amazon as well.
Well, that sounds a lot better than my husband's idea, which is don't use the hot water.
That's a terrible idea.
Nice guy. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. He must be a lot of fun to hang out with.
Right. I appreciate all your help.
All right. Yeah, good luck, Loretta.
Everyone should know that drinking water is important to staying hydrated and healthy. Having safe, clean water is the last thing you want to worry about, but unfortunately, according to extensive research by the Environmental Working Group, 3 out of 4 homes in America have harmful contaminants right in its tap water.
That's why we are thrilled to be working with AquaTrue. AquaTrue purifiers use a 4-stage reverse osmosis purification process, and their countertop purifiers work with no installation or plumbing. It removes 15 times more contaminants than ordinary pitcher filters and is specifically designed to combat chemicals like PFAS in your water supply. And they have water purifiers to fit every type of home, from installation-free countertop purifiers to higher capacity under-sink options. They even have a Wi-Fi connected purifier and mineral boost options.
And its proprietary purification technology is independently tested by IAPMO to NSF and ANSI standards to remove over 80 of the most harmful contaminants, including chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, PFAS known as forever chemicals, nitrate, and many more. I can truly taste the difference when I compare it with my old water filter. AquaTrue saves you money also. Just one set of filters from their classic purifier makes the equivalent of 4,500 bottles of water. That's less than 3 cents a bottle. Plus, you'll save the environment from tons of plastic waste.
AquaTrue comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee and even makes a great gift. And today, Money Pit listeners can receive 20% off any AquaTrue purifier. Just go to AquaTrue.com. That's AquaTrue.com and enter code MONEYPIT at checkout. That's 20% off any AquaTrue water purifier when you go to AquaTrue.com and use promo code MONEYPIT, MONEYPIT.
Charlie in Texas is on the line and has a question about a porch. What's going on?
I added a portion to a porch. I had it done. I had a pergola put on it, and the concrete has risen up about an inch from the other portion that was already poured. You have any ideas what I can do about that?
Huh. So it rose up? Do you have expansive soils in your part of the country?
No, it's pretty clay soils, and did have a sprinkler system underneath it, but I had completely tapped it off and everything, and then I had a company come in there and pour the slab so I could put a pergola on it, and it has risen about an inch above where the original porch was poured.
So it didn't crack, it basically just like raised up above the old level, is that correct?
That's correct.
And the reason I ask you about expansive soils, there's a type of soil called expansive clay soil, and there's a fairly good amount of it in Texas. And when expansive clay soils get wet, they expand. And that could cause this heaving. I don't think it's frost heave.
Oh, no, it's not that at
because
all.
Because you don't have those kinds of swings, but it may be the soils, and you're not going to be able to get it to settle back down again, I can tell you that. So if you do redo this, right, and if you dig it out and redo it, one of the things that you might talk to the contractor about is they may be able to insert, drill some rebar into the old concrete and basically have a physical connection between the two to keep them in line.
Right.
It's going to be not an easy, and it's going to depend on how thick the original surface is and whether they can do it without cracking and so on. So that's one thing I would say. And then the other thing I would see is pay careful attention to how you prep the base underneath this slab that you're now going to replace, to make sure that it's dug out enough, it's got stone in it, it's well tamped, mechanically tamped would be smart. You know, if you had 6 inches of stone before you put the concrete in and then you put rebar on top of that, keep it all in one piece when it's poured, you know, that's going to be a lot harder for that to move, even if you do get some expansion. And then just be very cautious of water collection in that area. So what I mean by that is, you know, if you have downspouts that may, like, drain towards that area, or is there anything else that's causing water to you know, congregate in that area, and you could minimize that, that would help if, in fact, you do have these types of expansive soils that I'm talking about. There's a product called Recap that will stick to old concrete. Yeah, what if you were to make a band of basically sort of trowel yourself a ramp, right? I would make it like 12 inches wide, where it took the high edge of the new slab and then tapered it down to the old porch so that it wasn't like a tripping hazard there. I mean, because replacing this thing is going to be really expensive and it's a lot of work. If you don't, if you don't mind trying this in the interim, you might want to pick up some Recap. Essentially, the way it works is you clean the concrete and then you wet it down, you trowel on this Recap. If it was me, what I would do is I would probably snap a chalk line that about 12 inches from the new edge so that I had something to aim towards, right? And then I would build it up even with the new edge, and I would trowel it down to hit that chalk line at the low edge.
Yeah.
And then
right.
you basically, the reason you're using Recap is because it sticks to the old concrete surface. Any other type of mortar is going to split off, right? This will stick to it. And then you won't have this issue with a tripping hazard. And then frankly, if that works out for you, you could just paint the whole thing old and new, and it wouldn't be very obvious what you did.
I appreciate it very much, sir.
All right. Good luck, Charlie. Stay safe.
Hey there. We hope you're enjoying this episode of our podcast. If you are, you know what would totally make our day is if you leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts.
Absolutely. Just go to moneypit.com/review and let the world know how much you enjoy our home improvement tips and tricks. And you might even win a copy of our book.
What are you guys working on this springtime season? Are you maybe taking on some painting projects? Well, how would you like to get that job done 3 times faster than using a roller? Well, you can with the Wagner Control Pro 130 High Efficiency Airless Paint Sprayer. It's worth $259.99, and this is our giveaway this hour to one lucky listener. Now, the coolest part about the Wagner Control Pro is that this is going to allow a homeowner to take on big projects themselves. And I mean, these are projects that you'd be like, oh, I should probably hire a pro. But with the Wagner Control Pro, that is you, and you can definitely tackle these projects, and it'll save you a ton of money. Now, you can find the Control Pro available at a variety of home improvement retail locations, and that Wagner Control Pro 130 High Efficiency Airless Paint Sprayer is going out to one lucky Money Pit listener drawn at random.
Make that you. Call us now at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions at moneypit.com/ask.
Amber in Ohio is on the line and has a question for us. How can we help you today?
I have a loft, and it's all open to the, you know, downstairs, but at any rate, when people come and stay, it gets so warm up there. It's very warm, and people always complain.
Mm-hmm.
Summertime or wintertime.
Right.
It doesn't matter. And downstairs, I mean, the first floor can be, you know, it feels 10 degrees different than upstairs.
Right.
And I have temperature set on, you know, one certain degree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the upstairs just feels like it's not paying attention to what I said.
Yeah.
Thermostat at.
All right, what kind of heat do you have? Is it forced air? You have a duct system?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And do you have central air conditioning or not?
I do.
Okay. And do you have any ceiling fans or paddle fans that can help mix up the air?
Yes, I do. But it seems to be that even when they put the fans on, they say that they don't feel the difference. But
so when you turn the ceiling fans on, do you know that there's a way that you can reverse the motors on that? There's a little switch on the side. And in the summer, you want to set those so it pulls cold air up from the first floor. And in the winter, you want to change that setting so that it pushes warm air down from the second floor. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes.
Now, have you operated those reversing switches? Did you even know they existed? Because many people don't.
I have, yeah. I have known that they existed. And I could tell, I haven't told the people that come and stay, though, that up in the loft. So,
well, but it's the kind of thing that you're going to do. Yeah, you would do this one time, you know, per season. So you wouldn't expect them to do that. Now, the other thing that you can do is you could add supplemental air conditioning to that space. And what I would recommend there is a split ductless system. So split ductless means you have a small compressor that's outside, and then you have the actual air. You have the air handler that is inside, and that mounts on the wall, same way you'd hang a TV, for example, and then between the outside compressor and the air handler inside, it will add additional air conditioning or cooled air up there, which will then filter down, you know, from there to the first floor and make everybody comfortable. And when you have a house that's got this kind of configuration, it's very common, you know, to have this great difference in temperature, and it's a real challenge. And the only other thing that you could potentially do is you could talk to your HVAC company about adding an additional supply and return to that space. But that would involve ducting, and it's going to depend on how hard it is to get that up. If there's a way for they can get those ducts run up pretty easily and you had additional supplies in return in that space, then it's going to cool a lot better and heat a lot better. But if not, then you're going to have to do it a different way. Now, by the way, that mini split ductless system, that can be purchased to work as a heater and air conditioner all in the same system. So if folks are complaining and about it being too cold or too hot, depending on the season, you would have control over that, you know, for both seasons.
Oh, that would be wonderful. Split ductless.
Split ductless. Yep, exactly.
And I would go to my...
You're going to have to go. No, you're going to have to go to an HVAC contractor. It's not a DIY project.
The HVAC. Okay. Okay. That's great.
This show is supported by State Farm. Insurance is a part of any solid financial plan. Making sure you have the important things in life covered is one of the best ways to give yourself a little breathing room when things go awry. It's important to protect not only your business, but yourself as a business owner and all current and future team members. State Farm agents know what it takes to run and protect a small business because State Farm agents are all small business owners and they live and work in your community. So they're deeply attuned to what's happening with other small businesses in your market. If you have a small business and are interested in making sure you're protected, reach out to your local State Farm agent to learn more about what you need. They'll help you find the right policy at the right price for your business. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
So do you find yourself looking for a good deal on a fixer-upper, but then you're concerned that maybe you're not going to have the money that you need to actually make those repairs? Well, there's a popular HUD mortgage program available that's going to lend you both the funds to buy the house and then more to make those repairs.
That's right. It's the FHA's limited 203K program, and it enables homebuyers and existing homeowners to finance up to $35,000 into their mortgage to repair, improve, or upgrade their home. Now, it lets both home buyer or homeowner quickly and easily tap into cash to pay for property repairs or improvements. You get to avoid all those expensive construction loans and then basically take that additional balance and fold it right into your mortgage that you're probably paying off over 20 or 30 years.
Yeah, and what's interesting here is that homeowners can make property repairs, improvements, or even prepare their home to be sold. And home buyers can make their new home move-in ready by remodeling that kitchen, painting the interior, purchasing new carpeting. I mean, you name it.
Now, if you're thinking, I've got bigger projects than that, the FHA has another version of the same program that's called the 203K Rehab Mortgage Insurance to help with repairs like structural alterations or big remodeling jobs, or projects to eliminate health and safety hazards.
That's right. And both programs make it easier for you to buy a property that needs work or to fix up the one that you have and then fold those costs into your mortgage loan so you're paying it off over the life of the mortgage and not emptying your savings or getting stuck with additional high interest loans.
That's a great program and really going to be a perfect fit for folks that are buying fixer-uppers, including all you DIYers out there. They're going to do some of the work yourselves.
Jim in Delaware is on the line and has a question about a dryer vent. Tell us what's going on at your money pit.
I have a dryer vent that's coming through a concrete wall and the three flaps that have broken off. I was wondering if there's a good way to replace the vent, or can I just place the flappers or what?
Yeah, I would replace the exterior part of that dryer vent, the exhaust port. Those little blades that flip up and down have broken off. I would just replace that. You know, you're going to pull it out of the existing hole, and depending on how it was put in place, it may be tough to get
it's
out.
Concrete.
Okay. Well, but depending on how it was attached to the concrete, it might be difficult. You may actually have to grab a pair of shears like Y-snips and cut it out. It's just sheet metal. And then you're going to basically install a new one in its place. And when you buy the new dryer vent, they usually sell the dryer vent and they sell the metal venting separate. Make sure you get a piece of hard metal dryer exhaust duct to run through that concrete, through that hole. And then if there's flex duct, you can attach it on the other side. Try to keep it as regular duct as far as possible because the flex duct is, it has a lot of resistance to it and the clothes don't dry quite as quickly.
Great. Thank you for the advice.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Krista in Vermont is on the line and is dealing with some very low water pressure. Tell us what's going on.
I bought my house about a year ago and I'm on a shared well with my two other neighbors. And they both have great water pressure, but we have really awful water pressure. Like it takes 3 hours for the washing machine to run. We can't use our garden hose. And we've had some plumbers come take a look, and they said that there must be some kind of restriction in the water pipe since the other neighbors both have really great water pressure.
This is not well water. You're on street water?
We're on well water.
You're on well water. And the well serves all the neighbors?
Yeah, it serves the two neighbors that live north of us.
Okay. Well, I mean, they're right that there could be a restriction. The restriction could be a valve that's partially closed. It may look open, but maybe it's really closed. It could be if you have old pipes. Do you have old pipes there? How old is the house?
Yeah, it's from 54.
You know, old for plumbing is like 20s, 30s, 40s when they had steel pipes. So 54 is going to be copper and decent quality copper. So here's what I would do. I would start testing that water pressure at different points. If you can test it close to where it comes into the house, that'd be the first place to check it. They may have to put a tap in the pipe to do that, like an extra little valve to do that. But I would start checking it at different points and see if we can kind of narrow down where the restriction is.
Okay.
You have to do a little detective work here. You're going to find that at some point that's restricted. Could be the main water valve if you've got one. Sometimes well systems don't have those.
Right. The valve in our house was just replaced, but I don't know about the valve at our neighbor's house where the wellhead is. And we were also told by one plumber that we could put a water pressure tank in the house to fix it. And then another plumber told us that wouldn't work at all.
That's not going to work. There's a booster that you could put in, but I would start trying to figure out if this is a problem at the point where the water comes into the house, because that kind of changes the discussion. It's not your plumbing. It's the well system. And I imagine you have some rights since you're sharing a common well here to get the same pressure as everybody else.
Yeah.
And that's going to have to be a discussion you'll have with the people that are involved. Okay. But you got to figure out what you got. You don't know that yet. And that's the way to do it. Does that make sense?
All right. Yeah. Sounds good. Thank you.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project.
Well, if you've got a roof on your home that's more than 10 or 15 years old, you might be thinking that it's going to be time to replace that roof very soon. And you know what? You might be right. As roofs do age, the shingles dry out, they lose their water resistance. And this is especially true today because most shingles have less asphalt in them than ever before. And that means that they dry out all that much faster. Now, when that happens, the shingles need to be replaced, and that can be pretty expensive.
It definitely can. But now there's another way to extend the life of your roof, and it's called Roof Max. It's a roof rejuvenation treatment that restores the flexibility and the waterproofing protection of aging asphalt shingle roofs. And it can actually save you 80% over the cost of replacing a traditional roof.
Yeah, and RoofMax's new technology uses natural plant-based bio-oil for a full asphalt shingle restoration. Now, this gives those shingles flexibility and instantly can add 5 years of life to your roof.
Now, if you think of all the states in the country, one which is particularly rough on roofs is Florida. Right?
Yeah. And for a lot of different reasons.
Right. Yeah. Not only do you have the storms, but you have, you know, incredible heat beating down on those shingles. So we have a house. It's actually my mom's house down in Florida. And that roof was about 17 years old. So we headed down there and we had it treated by the local RoofMax dealer. And I got to tell you, Leslie, it was amazing because the way we did this, we were actually filming it at the same time for a project. We treated one half of the roof one day and then we came back the next day to do the other half because we wanted that first coat to kind of set in and do its thing. Then we were able to compare the two sides of the roof. And the old side, the untreated side, was clearly brittle and cracked with a lot of granular loss. And the RoofMax treated side, all the granules were sealed in. And the shingle was as flexible, and I do not exaggerate here, it was as flexible as a brand new asphalt shingle. So it totally did everything they said it was going to do. And now we've got 8 to 10 years of life left on that roof when before we had maybe 2 at most.
That's amazing. I mean, it really is fascinating how well this works, and it's a natural product and it's a coating. So it's just outstanding that you're able to do this. Now, each RoofMax treatment comes with a 5-year flexibility guarantee. Now, with 3 treatments possible once every 5 years, RoofMax can add up to 15 years of life to your existing asphalt roof. I mean, that's outstanding.
If you'd like to learn more, set up an appointment with your local RoofMax dealer at roofmax.com. They'll do a free assessment and decide if your roof is a good candidate for a roof rejuvenation. That's roofmaxx.com. Hey, is painting a project that you guys are taking on this spring? It's super popular this time of year. But we've got a way that you can actually get that job done 3 times faster than using a roller because we are giving away a Wagner Control Pro 130 high-efficiency airless paint sprayer. Now, this paint sprayer is worth almost $260, and we like it because it allows for 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers, and it works 3 times faster than using a roller. So you get the job done quicker, you don't waste paint. It can hold actually up to 1.5 gallons of paint right in the tank, so you don't have to keep going back to refill it. And you'll find it at a variety of home improvement retail locations, but we do have one to give away to a lucky caller today. So if you'd like to win a Wagner Control Pro 130 high-efficiency airless paint sprayer, call us with your question. We'll toss your name in the Money Pit hard hat, and if we select you, you're going to win the Control Pro 130 and be well on your way to tackling lots of painting projects around your house. They've got a full line of Control Pro sprayers. You can check them out at WagnerSprayTech.com. That's WagnerSprayTech.com.
Larry in Louisiana needs some help at home. What are you working on?
I have a pier and beam house. I had an addition added on to it, and the addition is starting to sink and is causing a bow in the flooring in the kitchen.
Huh. So what kind of foundation was the addition built with?
It was under a concrete little runners that ran around the house.
So when you say concrete runners, can you describe that? Are we talking about, was this a concrete footing?
Well, it's split. It's, you know, maybe every 5-6 foot, it's like a 1 foot thick piece of concrete that runs down a channel and mm-hmm. it circles the house. And then they put these other concrete pieces that sit on top of it.
Concrete blocks?
To where they put the foundation of the house on it.
Well, it sounds like a standard footing with a concrete block foundation. And if you're getting movement in there, that's definitely a concern. It points to some failure in the way that foundation was designed. How much, when you say it's shifting or it's sinking, how much are we talking about? What are you seeing in terms of movement?
There's a bow in the kitchen. It's probably about a 10-12 degree angle coming off of it.
Yeah, that's pretty significant. Yeah. Well, unfortunately, you're going to have this looked at by a structural engineer, because there's going to be some sort of rehabilitation that's going to have to be designed for this to stop it from moving further. It's not likely you can pull it back up, but the goal at this point is to stop it from moving any further. And if you try to do this, you know, by calling in a myriad of contractors, you're going to get a myriad of opinions, and it may...
Yeah, none of which you'll be able to compare.
None of which you'll be able to compare, and very likely if you try to sell the house, you're still going to have a problem, because you really need a licensed design professional to evaluate exactly why this is happening and then prescribe a solution for you. So my advice to you is, if you've got a 10 to 12 degree dip in this floor, that it definitely would call for further investigation by an expert. And the best person to use for that would be someone who's a structural engineer. So you might want to start looking around for that service. And I will also say that there's probably home inspectors in your area that also happen to be structural engineers. So you could check the website for the American Society of Home Inspectors. That's ASHI.org. See if you can find an engineer there who's also a home inspector. But that's the type of sort of forensic building investigator that you need to figure out why this is moving and what you have to do to get it stabilized. I think that's real important, and you should try to hop on it as soon as you can.
Well, if winter has left you with cracks, holes, or generally worn out concrete surfaces around your money pit, Deich Coatings is out with a new product that makes fixing these flaws easier than ever.
Yep, it's called Rock Patch, and it's a pre-mixed polymer stone formula that will fill, level, and or completely resurface those ugly cracks, shallow holes, or isolated wear and tear on concrete surfaces. It's super easy to use. It's not dusty like other coatings. You don't have to mix it up. You just pop open the lid, give it a quick stir, and you apply it, and it dries rock hard. And then you can add another coat if needed after 24 hours.
Yeah, now Rock Patch can fill and level cosmetic surface flaws as well, up to a half inch deep, and creates a smooth new surface for floor paints, decorative coatings, new flooring, you name it.
The product's available online at DeichCoatings.com, Home Depot, and Lowe's. A one-gallon pail retails for $41.95, or for bigger projects, pick up the three-gallon size for just $97.95.
Carolyn in Iowa's on the line, has a question about a quartz countertop. Tell us what's going on.
Yes, what I notice are some dull spots that are showing up on the quartz countertop. We built this home 2.5 years ago, and I always had understood with quartz you didn't have to polish or seal or anything, and we're trying to be careful.
Oh, no. Surely you jest. Quartz is indestructible because you can put hot stuff on it, but it's also really absorbent. And you definitely need to polish it.
Okay, so all that report that I've heard that you never have to do anything to quartz, it isn't true. You do need to.
I mean, you have to do stuff to granite, to marble, to quartz over time, because there's a sealant that they put on it. And depending on where you got it and who the yard is, if it's a granite or a marble, it wears away with use. And so the lighter the color, the more often you have to do it. And it should be, they say, with quartz and marble and granite, every 2 to 3 years. I have a granite countertop. I've probably done it 3 times in the 15 years I've been in my house. And it's mostly because the areas where you see what they pour that fills into the spaces have kind of like popped out, especially on the edge. But other than that, I haven't really need to do much to it.
There's a polish online at Amazon.com called Supreme Surface that's really well recommended. It's 4 out of 5 stars. I would give that a start if you've never tried it before. Order it online. But as Leslie said, you definitely do need to polish natural stone. Otherwise, it is going to get dull over the years. And it sounds like it's about time to do that with your house. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Nicolette wrote into Team Money Pit, and she says, last summer we had a super expensive electric bill due to air conditioning. I'm considering adding 2 Whirlybird turbine vents to my roof to help remove some of the heat in the attic. Is this the best way to cool the attic and hopefully reduce my air conditioning costs?
I'm laughing. A Whirlybird vent. Is that the technical term?
Turbine vents? Aren't they called turbine vents?
Yeah, I think so. But anyway, so it's one of those sort of like crown-shaped vents that spins, that you see these on the top of roofs. Usually the bearings wear out and they have a terrible screeching sound. But the thing is, Nicolette, you don't really want to use that kind of vent. It really doesn't do a very good job of truly ventilating that attic. And yes, venting the heat out of your attic is a really good way to reduce your air conditioning costs. But we would suggest that you use a combination of ridge vents That's a vent that goes down the entire peak of your roof, and soffit vents. Those are the vents that are at the overhang edge of your roof, like kind of behind where your gutter is or under where your gutter is. And when you have those two types of vents installed, the outside ambient air will enter at the soffit. It will run up under the roof sheathing and exit at the ridge. And by doing so, it carts away all of that superheated air at the same time. That vent combination is better than the Whirly Bird vent. It is better than an attic fan. And it really works very, very well to keep that attic as cool as it possibly can. And by the way, another thing that will reduce your cooling bills is while you're considering this attic space, look at your insulation. Most homes don't simply have enough insulation. You can easily add another 6 or 8 inches of unfaced fiberglass insulation to that space. Just lay it down perpendicular to the existing insulation. And that in and of itself will have a major impact on what you need to do to keep that house cool and comfortable and keep those air conditioning bills at an all-time low.
Frank in California wrote in saying, I want to replace windows and walls of stucco. What's the best way to cut and remove the existing stucco?
Well, the best way to get those windows in would be to not cut and remove those stuccos.
Yeah, I mean, couldn't we just do a replacement window where you're just doing the sashes, in essence, rather than the framework?
Yeah, exactly. And I think a lot of folks don't recognize the fact that there is a certain type of a window that's called a replacement window as compared to what we would refer to as a new construction window. So when you see a new house being built and you see windows being installed to the sheathing, to the framing, it has sort of a fin around the outside of it, like a tab, and that's how they nail the window into the wall. But with a replacement window, you leave the existing window in place. You remove the sashes, the part of the windows that slides up and down. If it has weights, that sort of thing. You remove all that, but you keep that interior frame of the window, and then the replacement window slips inside of that. Replacement windows, by their very nature, Frank, are customized to fit the opening that you specify. And you'll get all the benefits of a new construction window with none of the hassles, especially when it comes to stucco, which is just a real pain in the neck to have to break down and restore. You'd end up having to paint your old house by the time you were done with it. So I would definitely look into replacement windows as your solution.
All right, Frank, hope that helps you out. You're going to be able to find some really great new efficient windows without making a big bunch of work for yourself.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I hope you guys have gotten a few projects done while listening to today's program. Maybe you picked up a tip or two. But if you still are challenged with something that's not going quite right, remember, you can reach out to us 24/7. A couple of ways to do that is by calling us anytime at 888-MONEYPIT, or better yet, going to moneypit.com/ask. We were always standing by and ready to help you get those projects done. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a money pit.
Thanks to State Farm for supporting this show and helping our listeners protect their businesses and lives. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.